Hello, my name is Brian Novoshelsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I'm joined by Laird Lavoie, president of American Pharmacies, a member-owned purchasing cooperative for independent pharmacies with members across the nation. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. A pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So we can get right into our discussion around leadership in the community pharmacy space. So Laird, first starting off, how has leadership influenced your life?
Leadership is the foundation of my life. I was very privileged to be the son of what I consider my greatest American hero. My dad, Les Lavoie, was a three-war veteran combat fighter pilot, and I grew up around that environment, and I watched him in action. You know, he was flying combat at 19 years old in World War II as a P-47 pilot, flying close air support for Third Army. And he went on to lead some of the first air attacks over North Vietnam in 1965. And he was basically a fighter pilot from 19 years to 53 years, and he did all that with a high school education. But what was really dominant about my dad was his leadership. He understood leadership's all about the people around you. It's the people around you being heard. It's mutual respect. And I picked up on that over the years, and I got to meet a lot of his men from the different wars that he was involved in. And if he wasn't in combat, he was training fighter pilots. And all the men I met over the years said one thing that was unique about him was his leadership was so profound, but it was actually rooted in humor. And I saw that. And humor is a very effective way the most effective way in many ways to get through to other folks, because it puts them at ease. And it engenders trust and sincerity, is my experience. And I've tried to emulate those qualities of my father my whole life. And they have served me pretty well as I've gotten older and got smart enough to understand what he was trying to accomplish.
Great. So diving into kind of how you've applied that leadership throughout your life, can you discuss your growth and journey as a leader?
Sure. I've always been in a leadership position in every capacity I've held over the years. And I've learned a lot, primarily from my mistakes, but I've become a student over the years of servant leadership. I do believe that my number one priority as a leader is to take excellent care of those I'm charged with. So, for instance, American Pharmacies is a $2 billion organization. We have 36 associates. And in my mind, all of my associates are my customers, and that's how I treat them. And it's up to me to make sure that we're a quality organization that attracts quality associates as well as quality partners. And how do we do that? We do that through a very established culture that's based on many things, starting with leadership, honor, integrity, vision. And unique to us in our space, at least, is a very robust willingness to always act. And so my primary responsibility is to onboard quality people and retain them through proper training and care and sincerity, mutual respect. And we build the organization from that point on. And that's what we've done. And so I have one ability. I don't have a lot of talents, but one talent I've always had is to look across the table and I can measure the fire in the belly and the light in the eyes. And I always seem to be able to see the right person for our organization, people that not only respect the culture we built, but I can immediately see will add to it when they come here and start contributing. So along with that, you have to provide people with excellent training. You have to provide them with a sense of mutual respect and sincerity. You have to make sure they completely understand and trust the organization and you as well as a leader, and then get out of their way. And their own ingenuity and creativity will break loose and float to the top, and it'll define the organization as long as the last criteria is always in place for a harmonious work environment. They have to feel safe. And we do everything we can to make sure they do. So I don't spend my days really fulfilling directly American Pharmacy's noble mission statement, which is protect, defend, and enhance the independent retail business model. That's what the team does. What I do is I take care of the team. I take care of my customers and make sure that they're in the best possible space and that they have that harmonious, safe working environment. And if I do that job correctly, everything else takes care of itself. So, you know, some of the measures I do, I have a president's call on Monday morning from 8 to 9:30 every week with all of our associates. And I do a report on Sunday, which is a roundup report from all the department heads, but the top of that report every Sunday, I have a leadership quote. And every Monday morning, we spend most of our time talking about the leadership quote and how people relate to it, their experiences with it, what it means to them. And it's very, very powerful, and it really engenders us to each other. The subject matter this Monday was self-mastery. You know, the only true way to have freedom in your life is to be able to master yourself, like yourself, train yourself, study, do everything you can for self-development. And one of the quote the other day was, the swiftest way to triple your success is to double your investment in your own personal well-being. And I'm a professional student at all times. I study leadership. I study my industry. I study everything. And I highly encourage the team. And I've got people who've come to this organization right out of college who've never worked anywhere else. I have people who are close to my age who've been in toxic work environments. And so we've seen it all. And we understand what makes it for a positive environment, what will allow for not so good an environment if you're not careful. So I've always been a believer that our own threat to this organization is internal strife. So we won't have that because Thomas Jefferson had said, and I certainly believe it. He said, if there's no enemy within, then the enemy outside can do no harm. And I believe that. So we work very diligently to respect each other, to get along. We have our moments, difference of opinion, things like that. We have to work through. I'm one for spirited debate, argument, all that, but we have to be mutually respectful at all times. And that's part of that safe environment that creates a atmosphere that I think has really propelled us as an organization. I have my own personal theorem for the organization is what I call the baseline of excellence. And everybody in the organization can talk about that. What that states to me is our normal, everyday, minimum performance expectations we have of each other must be considered excellence from the outside world looking in. So it's a normalization of excellence where to us, it's second nature. And to a large degree, we've established that. And again, the foundation of that is leadership. That's how we've done that. I have one more call. I stated that on Monday mornings, I have a president's call from 8 to 9:30 to talk about our quotes and leadership and things of that nature. I have another call at 3:30 to 4 on Fridays, every Friday. And that call has one purpose, and that's my very strong sense of responsibility that I need to take the end of the week to brief everybody in this organization what I think I have accomplished as the president. So it's I should be as accountable as anybody else. And I think that leads to a very powerful engagement and an atmosphere of trust and sincerity that I think does just what I've stated, helps us normalize excellence.
Awesome. So you kind of talked about your perspective of it all. Can you talk about how has American pharmacies demonstrated leadership in community pharmacy as a whole?
You know, I can. And again, it starts with the environment we have here and everyone that I'm in a great position. I've handpicked everybody on this team, and everybody I handpick, I see that culture. As I said earlier, I see the fire in the belly, light in the eyes, but that means I see an attitude that has leadership or leadership potential. Now, the aptitude, often I hire someone who has no industry knowledge, but if they've got the right attitude, we can handle the aptitude. We'll do the training. We'll take the time because that's an investment. So by putting the most qualified people with the strongest positive attitudes that have a leadership undertone, we are leading the environment. And by that, I mean, because of our mission statement to protect, defend, and enhance the independent retail business model, we go to the marketplace like no one else. And we have very, very aggressive economics that allow our members to compete financially with Walmart and Walgreens and CVS and that nature. And some other groups out there are similar. I think we're superior, just I'm biased about it. I think we just have done a very good job there. But what we have that a lot don't is we have the most robust independent retail dedicated advocacy organization in the United States. You know, we've helped write, if not totally written, and gotten passed 13 bills into law in Texas and New Mexico and Michigan. And here in January 2023, we did something that I had a vision about for 14 years. We opened our first lobbying effort in Washington, D.C., which was very necessary. And now we're highly engaged at the federal level. And if you're truly going to be a cooperative that's going to help achieve that mission statement for the business of independent retail pharmacy, you have to be involved at that level. So I've got experts on this team that have 40 years in advocacy. I only bring the best to the table. And then the third area that we take care of this business is with our legal team. We've got a tremendous legal team, and We tried to get everything we've done to protect the independent retail business model in the capital, state capital, federal capital, but if we can't, we'll go to the courtroom. So there's that very, very robust willingness to act that we have when it's necessary to make sure that we're achieving our mission statement. And that's the leadership that we provide. I am very convinced because, you know, we went from 10 years, well, let's see, in 2010, we were only in Texas with about 90 members. Today, we're in 40 states and we have over 800 members. And most of that business is by referral from current customers who see the value that we bring to their business and to their profession in such a way that they put their personal and professional credentials on the line to refer us. And that's a good health gauge for the organization. The other health gauge is a majority of the new associates I hire are referrals from people who work here. So once again, if they're referring people that they think have the skill set and are friends or things of that nature, they must believe in what we're doing. So those are things that I take very, very well in how we are navigating the market and the health of the organization. Those are good health gauges.
Awesome. So I have one more question for you. And you kind of touched on people in this space kind of stepping up and being leaderships for legislative vehicles and with the federal government. So whether it's in pharmacy in general or kind of on the legal side of things, what is the significance of leadership within the independent retail pharmacy community?
It applies 360 degrees. It's the leadership that they exercise to run their business, just like I do, to bring the right people into the organization and make sure you're treating them correctly and you're helping them grow professionally. Because those folks that work in your store, just like my sales team, for instance, that go in the field, that's the face of the company to the public. You have to have that tip of the spear has got to be sharp in all ways, or anything else you're doing doesn't matter. If the public doesn't care for the people you're facing them with, you're already done. So you have to have the right people with a positive attitude and the right training and the willingness to act. They also have to be stewards of their profession. And I'm proud to say that one of the reasons we've grown so significantly by referral is we've seen independent retail pharmacists who understand the value of what we're doing. They understand the importance of the advocacy. They see us at the state capitals fighting. They see us at Washington, D.C., and they understand that and want to be a part of it. So we tend to attract the best and the brightest in independent retail pharmacy as members. And just like we have quality associates that join us and make us a better organization, the same is true of our members. They come on board and they make us a better organization because their passion for their profession and their willingness to act. And nowhere have I seen that better demonstrated than during COVID. Independent retail pharmacists, they took that bull by the horns and they got out there and they made a difference in our communities. And they, in my mind, they passed up what any other chain pharmacists were doing because they're so well placed within their own communities. I mean, they are there to take care of the citizens of their communities, and they are so well known. Many times their mayors or their fire chiefs or the volunteers, they're paying taxes or hiring people, but they are the most accessible part of the healthcare cycle. You know, you cannot walk into a doctor's office and immediately get help, but you can walk into an independent pharmacist and they'll talk to you right across that counter immediately. And their willingness to educate themselves on COVID and get involved with the vaccination of their communities and their accessibility as part of the healthcare loop took their leadership to new heights. And it really helped reframe what independent retail pharmacists mean to our great citizens of this nation. They are the most accessible healthcare professionals, and they prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt during COVID. And they've never looked back. They're engaged in every part of this, what we're trying to establish here to give the best possible healthcare to our citizens across the nation. I couldn't be more proud to be associated with them.
It's good to touch on kind of the values and the intangibles that kind of really make pharmacy go above and beyond for patient care. So really appreciate you taking the time today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.